Good morning, Greater Sudbury. Today is solar eclipse day. The solar eclipse will be partial in Greater Sudbury, will begin at 2:05 p.m., peak at 3:19 p.m. and end by 4:29 p.m., for a total duration of 2 hours, 24 minutes. Public Health Sudbury and Districts has advised against looking at the solar eclipse without protection, while the OPP has cautioned motorists to turn on their full lights during the eclipse and to expect heavy traffic in certain areas of the province, including the eclipse's path of totality. Meanwhile, Science North will be hosting a viewing celebration this afternoon. Here are a few other stories to start your day on this Monday morning. Province extends tax filing program funding by 3 months. Dozens of people lined up outside the Sudbury Community Service Center on Saturday, with another 40 or so waiting inside the building, for a free tax clinic. More than 100 people attended the previous few weekend tax clinics, which Sudbury Community Service Center Executive Director Kevin Cooper told Sudbury.com are always well visited. It was just kind of pandemonium yesterday, really, Cooper told Sudbury.com on Sunday, adding that approximately 150 people ended up showing up, and a team of 4 tax experts got through close to 100 tax filings, including couples. This is part of the Financial Empowerment Champions service the Government of Ontario recently cut across the province. Originally slated to end by March 31, the province extended funding to this and similar programs across the province so they can continue offering tax services for another 3 months. For the full story, click here. Street sweeping to begin in Greater Sudbury this week. With snowfall anticipated to abate, municipal street sweeping efforts are slated to begin this week. City crews and contractors will begin street sweeping in the Ramsey Lake watershed and high-risk drainage areas, as well as sidewalks in high pedestrian traffic areas. These efforts are expected to expand city-wide by mid-April. For the full story, click here. Puppers fill the Toe Blake Memorial Arena for annual show. More than 200 purebred dogs were at the Toe Blake Memorial Arena in Coniston during the weekend for the Nickel District Kennel Club's annual show. All the dog people here are amazing animal lovers, organizer Richard Paquette told Sudbury.com on Saturday. You have to have a big passion for your dogs, and we're very proud of our dogs. We worked hard to breed good ones, healthy ones. The dog show aims to determine who best exemplifies breed traits, including both physical and temperament. For the full story and a video, click here. Award-winning author releases latest picture book. Former Sudburyan Danielle Daniel released her newest picture book in the Sometimes I Feel Like series this week. Following the massive success of Sometimes I Feel Like a Fox and Sometimes I Feel Like a River, Sometimes I Feel Like an Oak explores the nature and beauty of trees. 12 lyrical poems look at 12 different trees, from early spring to deep winter. In each poem, a child identifies with a feature of the tree, such as the smooth trunk of a birch whose bark has peeled away or the strong branches of a spruce that shelter small birds. For the full story, click here. Place Des Arts secures Design Excellence Award. Place Des Arts has secured another award for its architecture. In a media release issued Friday, the Ontario Association of Architects announced the Sudbury Cultural Centre as one of 10 recipients of this year's Design Excellence Awards. Place Des Arts opened in 2022 and was nominated by Sudbury NDP MPP Jamie West. Designed in a joint venture by Moriyama Tashima Architects and Belanger Salich Architecture, the building's architecture will be celebrated at this year's Ontario Association of Architects, OAA, conference in Niagara Falls to be held May 22-24. For the full story, click here.